smack is not cocaine. Smack is heroin. So, you're wrong. Goodbye.
Es gráficos y muy pequeño.
I was on Extra Life Radio, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Hi, this is Norman Lee from Marvel Adventures Spider-Man, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
And now, a man who plumps when you cook him, Scott Johnson.
Beep. Hey, everybody. Hey, I like to count down when I start the show, and I made a little beep there. Hope you enjoyed that. This is Scott Johnson, and this is Extra Life Radio. Welcome to Extra Life Radio number 102 for Tuesday, August 22nd, 2006. How is everybody doing? We have a big, fat, full chat room, as usual, with a whole bunch of folks, and that's great to have them here. So enjoy the ride, people, those who are in the chat room. We have a lot to cover today. All of it is brought to you in part by youbynow.com. Go check them out and use Extra Life as your code, and you will save 10% on your next order. We are also sponsored in part by arcadetown.com. Go check them out. Great games over there, arcadetown.com. I talked to Joseph Lieberman over there. No, not the recently ousted senator from New Hampshire.
Scott Johnson. Scott Johnson.
Welcome back to the program, everyone. Let's introduce the regular folk who come with us each week.
You're not regular folk.
You're regular folk. It's very folksy. From the man who puts O in radio, the man who gave his girlfriend a DS, and I'm not talking about a DS Lite. It might be a...
Oh, you do realize you just said that on your show.
Okay, listen. I want the whole world to know.
And they know what it is.
I know. I want everyone to know when I started, you heard what I said just now. I never knew what that was until Obsidian told me, and now I'm ruined for life. I never wanted to wake
much,
up.
And there was much snuggling afterwards.
Yeah. DS Lite. Anyway, welcome to the show, Obsidian, from commissioncomic.com. How's life for you in the land of jungles and monkeys?
Well, it's O-time here, Scott.
O-time. It's O-time. That's good time.
It's
O-time. O-time is good time.
O-time is good time.
We also have from theinstance.net.
It's sexy time.
Joining us from the Wang of America, Andrew, hello.
Hello.
How are you today? I'm well. You?
I'm good. I'm tired.
Good night, everybody.
For some reason, I'm off today, and I'm always off on patch days for a while.
Yeah, what's your deal? How'd you work that out?
I always seem to get Tuesday off, and I'm like, I'm going to play some WoW, and I'm like, it's Tuesday, and there was like extended maintenance, so I'm not even sure if the server's back up yet.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Has any of you guys noticed how easy life has become for Scott ever since he can say that Andrew is from theinstance.net?
Yeah, I know.
And he doesn't have to say Cranial Jacks in Converse anymore?
Yeah.
I'm shocked you remembered it. I still have trouble remembering it. It's a tough
name.
Well, you
see, I care about the people I work with.
Now, if you guys haven't heard it, Andrew's been posting what he calls neurotoxins on his Cranial Jerks and Fungus.
My Freakwack Jiggerwaggy website.
FreakwackJiggerwaggy.com. And over there you can hear him rant and rave about different things, and he doesn't have the unholy PG-13 rating. He can let fly. If you guys want to hear Andrew work in blue, you just need to go check out Crayons and Jackson Fungus.
Oh, crayons and MichaelJackson.com.
Those things go together real well. Also joining us tonight from missiondeep.com.
Wait a minute, you do realize you never said the site.
Yeah,
I mean, people can't go there.
All right.
If you don't say the site.
Cranial, get your pencils out, children. Cranial, Jacks, and Converse, right?
Cranialjacksandconverse.blogspot.com.
It is kind of his fault. Though.
Or you can go to O's site or Brian's site because they have links up to my site. Scott's the only one that relegates me to the bottom of the barrel.
Because it is an unholy name. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so Brian from missiondeep.com, how's it going?
Hey, I'm not talking to you.
You're late. You're late. We're starting this show so late because Brian got back from church or something, and we're all sitting around going,
I was working on the church computers.
That's good. Someone needs to.
You were chatting with God?
Hey, yeah. Special shout out to Samantha Jane, who's in the chat room, because she's a chick, and I like it when chicks hang out in there. So thanks for being
there. Scott, you're married many times.
Many times over.
And even if you weren't,
yeah,
you're like old.
All right, I have a serious thing I want to say real fast, and that is this. I got word back from a regular fan, reader, and listener, Zombix, who lives, I believe he lives in the UK.
Sounds like a cereal.
It does kind
of. Zombix is a complete part of
Zombix now fortified with fingers.
And brains. Beautiful brains. Mm. But we want to wish him best wishes because this guy, at the age of 21, which is far too young, contracted lung cancer and had an entire lung removed as a result. And it was about a three-month period or something from diagnosis to all of this.
Yikes.
And he is now 100% cancer-free, and we just want to shout out to him and say, way to go, dude.
Woohoo!
Yeah. He tells me that our shows got him through the experience. He listened to a bunch of back shows while he was in the hospital.
Can we add that? Can we add that to our
resume,
tagline, or whatever? Extra Life Radio. It cures cancer.
I don't know if we can quite claim that.
But it might not cure cancer, but it'll make it feel better.
Yeah,
we can add that as a note. In the little text underneath.
Sure. But at any given...
That's awesome.
Yeah, isn't that cool? That's totally cool. I'm really happy for him.
Really cool.
So way to go, and hope you continue to recover. That's totally awesome. And
notice he didn't request for any of us to come see him.
No, he doesn't want that, dude. That's like
he didn't request for you to hit a home run for him.
Yeah. You go to your favorite restaurant to eat out in the nice table. You don't go back in the kitchen and see how it's made. You know what I'm saying? They don't want us up and close.
I'm with you.
They don't want Brian.
We don't want to see these roaches.
No. Yeah. Because Brian's always pitting out, as you can tell in the picture.
Brian's always got the guy's fingers in the food. That's all I
got
to say.
He's always got a big sweat ring going, and he just...
Our shows are good for, various ailments. Like, I usually listen to our shows when I'm going through a really nasty heroin bender. Yeah. I just curl up on the floor of the office with the headset on.
Oh, hey, dude, wait. Speaking of that, last week we thought smack was cocaine. We were incorrect.
It's heroin.
It is, actually. And somebody corrected us, and I can't find it. Where did it go?
Well, you know what I'm going to say about that?
What?
I am proud I didn't know.
Me too.
I can't find the smack comment.
The reason the people said is because you smack your arm to get the vein. But then I thought, crack, you don't really sniff, do you? Don't you like...
You'd
bullet
smoke
in a
it.
Spoon? Don't you?
No. The reason crack is called crack is the correct way is to jam it up your ass.
I saw that coming a mile away.
That's the only way to really get a good high.
I saw that two lights down there, a couple of blocks away, waving at me, saying, "Here I come! Here comes the
Let's
joke."
Let's see. We've shot up our arm, done that. We've sniffed stuff through our nose. What's left?
Yeah, I had a friend in high school. I don't think I ever told you guys this story. I'm busy telling you stories about how I pooped in the tub when I was 5.
Is this going to have something to do with shoving stuff up your ass?
No, no. I had a friend who used to...
You have a friend in high school that...
No. I had a friend in high school that ground up... Mark can actually attest to this.
In band camp? Oh, sorry.
Mark can attest to this. He was there. I don't remember this guy's name, but he would grind up tiny tarts, like the little candy. He would grind those up and snort them.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and
that rocks.
Yeah, and for all I know, it does rock.
Okay,
I think
I
half his nose
one.
Is gone now. I think.
You know what?
I got a better one.
Okay. I got one.
All right.
I have a friend. He did this. It was the first year I had just graduated from university, and I was working at an office as a web page designer. And my office mate one day he came with an Alka-Seltzer, and he goes like, "Hey, watch this!" And he mashed it up. He made a little powder out of it, and he snorted it up. The Alka-Seltzer, and he was there on the floor of the office,
crying
and laughing his head off for about half an hour.
Oh man,
here's
so crazy.
Here's what you do: you take about 10 Pixie sticks, you dump them into a Mountain Dew, and you shake it up and drink it.
Oh my
god!
You
know what I can't do? I'll never be able to snort anything because I can't even make Kool-Aid for the kids without just dying, man. That strawberry gets up in your nose.
I
you're
know,
like, oh man, oh, I'm tasting Kool-Aid. What's going on?
I don't even know why Jim Jones had him drink the Kool-Aid. Should have just powdered that stuff over and killed the whole group. But here's the thing.
Okay, it's Jim confession Jones? Time.
Who was
it's confession time? You want to know what I do Jones. Every day?
Oh my gosh! Don't you guys listen? Anyone who's listening, anyone within the sound of my voice, do not try any of what we're talking about at home. Go ahead, O. Tell us what it was.
Okay. Well, you guys know that I'm a, Well, I train kung fu. I train Shaolin kung fu.
Yeah.
And one of the many things you do doesn't have anything to do with fighting.
Fight!
Dun, 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 dun. Finish him! Okay, no. Finish him!
Get over here!
Get over here! Come here!
As I was saying...
Oh, sorry.
As I was saying...
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of our training doesn't have anything to do with fighting, but, you know, with meditation
mopping,
and stuff
wax
like that.
Wax on, wax off.
And one of the stuff they teach us is how to keep your body clean. Okay. Is how to keep your body clean.
All right.
Now, as a result of that, every single day, after I take a shower, I take a big 60-millimeter syringe of water with salt in it.
I hear this.
And I blow it up one nose.
Are you serious?
Shove it up one nose and blow out the other and then do the other one.
Are you serious?
And what's that totally clean? That here. Cleans your, like, nasal passages?
Dude, yeah, Brian, shut up.
Yeah, Brian!
No, wait a minute, though. Wait a minute. What does this actually clean? What does this clean out?
It cleans out your... what did you say they were called? Then?
Sinuses?
Scott, it washes your brain, dude.
MSA, it washes your brain cells out, buddy.
Wow.
You're one syringe away from being dumb.
It washes your nasal.
You shove it up one nostril, blow it out the other, okay. Do the other side, and it actually keeps your what do you call that? Nasal
passages.
Oh.
And your sinuses.
And your sinuses clean.
It keeps them spanking clean.
I totally forgot.
And you breathe a whole lot better. And if you have a sinus problem, this is actually a very good way to treat it.
Look, I've just now got my kids to start brushing their teeth. How am I going to convince them? To stick a syringe of salt water up their nose.
I think Brian has a split personality. I don't know about you guys.
Tell him Santa told him to do it.
Okay, now hold on. I totally remembered a story because of what Obsidian just told us.
Geez.
I totally forgot about this. I got to tell it real quick
before
I move on.
Remember once at band camp?
Because we have a butt load of things to go over today, and we're not even touching them yet. So here's the thing.
Did you just say you wanted to touch our butt?
No.
Touch a buttload, huh?
So I'm out running, doing my regular run that I do every day. And I'm running, and there's always people out there.
Nasty.
Now, hold on. There's always people out there. The problem is lately, I got really...
Did you run real far away?
Today in Utah, we're having really... Everyone's got bad allergies right now. So I'm running, and what I typically will do...
Everybody in Utah has bad allergies?
A lot of people do, because it's just a lot of pollen right now.
That's what happened. That's one of the drawbacks for multiple wives.
So I'm running, and what I would normally do is do a big farmer blow if I got like a lot of congestion going, right?
You know,
where you plug one side.
Wait a minute. Define farmer blow.
You plug one side of your nose with your knuckle, and the other side that's full, you just hork that out like a. They call it snot rockets. There's other words for it. It's kind of
disgusting. We call it on the street.
Yeah, but
we call it like in public.
Yeah, but
we call it a Yankee hanky here in South Carolina.
Okay, but listen. What happened?
You do this where everybody can see you.
Oh yeah, but that's nothing. That's nothing.
You should see him.
Disgusting.
You have to see it when he's in a supermarket. Oh
no, you have to. Yeah, right in the produce section. I wouldn't eat that apple if I were you, ma'am. Anyway,
but it's all shiny and glossy.
I'm not sure that cabbage over there is just right for you. Anyway, I'm running. Hold on. Let me finish this. Let me finish this story. So I'm running around the track. I'm doing my normal laps. I don't see that behind me there's another jogger, and he has a small dog. He's got a small dog with him. I'm listening to my iPod. I lean to the left, do a full-on farmer blow, and just smack that dog in the back of the head with a big wad of snot.
I would have paid money to get a video of that.
It was awesome.
Did the guy notice?
Yeah. He did.
How do you
and
not
I was
get
really,
shot?
I was really embarrassed. I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you guys were there, and I'm really sorry. And he was like, it's okay. It's no problem.
That's
it's
when,
okay.
Uh,
you know, everybody in Utah does that.
No, he's like, that's okay. It's not my dog.
All right. Well, that's that. This is this. Okay, let's get to some of our topics. The first thing on my mind is that SG-1 got canceled, and I'm very sad about it.
Ah!
I know.
Uh-oh. Brian's going to go nuts.
Indeed.
Now, the show's been on for, what, 10 years, Brian? 9 years, something like that?
Yeah, 10 years.
Okay.
10 years. Started out on Showtime, made its way to Sci-Fi.
Because they canceled it at one point. Sci-Fi picked it up again. And the question is, will somebody else try to do that? My bet is it's probably done. In 10 years, that's a good run for any show.
I can't even comprehend how anybody else could pick it up. As bad as I want to talk bad about sci-fi, I mean, it's really the best thing that ever happened to Stargate was being on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, I agree.
The original ones in Showtime were, I didn't think, were as good. And
they showed boobies. Didn't they?
They pushed for a full frontal nudity and that kind of stuff.
They did not.
Yeah, the very first episode.
Like MacGyver and Colonel
Total. No.
Colonel O'Neill and his nasty butt.
Oh, Colonel O'Neill's like, hey.
Hey, what's up?
who's got the peanut oil?
All I need is a
you
plate
see
of
me
grass.
Do stuff with a you see me do stuff with a paperclip, watch what I can do now.
So wait a minute. So they really did try to do that, and who was nobody's good looking on that show? Amanda Tapping.
No. The primary actors did not have to get naked, but they did have visit alien worlds where women would get naked. Actually, the very first episode has the girl that Daniel Jackson was in love with.
Oh yeah.
Carried over from the movie. She was actually abducted by the Gauld, and she was tested. And they basically laid her out on a bed naked, and they put the worm in her. So, yeah.
What? Oh, I bet they did.
That's right.
Oh, sorry.
Oh my gosh!
But
my ears hurt.
That's what happened.
Okay. And, that's interesting.
I didn't care too much when they
were going to dump that.
You guys remember one time I said I wanted to be Tilk?
Yes.
I love Tilk. I love Tilk. Indeed.
Tilk's good. Oh, by the way, Obsidian.
I was going to ask you if you saw a full frontal of Tilk and if I still wanted to be him.
Tilk.
Tilk's
got a brother named Silk.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
The question to ask Obsidian is, I know this is totally off the topic, but we're done with SG-1. The bottom line is the show's over. Many of us are sad. I'm sure we'll have something good to play on Fridays.
I got a couple more things to say about it.
Okay, let me say this about Obsidian real quick.
Go ahead.
It reminded me when he said he wanted to look like Tilk.
I want to look like Tilk. I want to be.
All right.
I want to be Tilk.
Somebody sent me an email of a character they created in City of Heroes with Obsidian in a sweater vest and a bald head and everything.
I love that. Have you seen that yet, Obsidian?
Yep. I forwarded it to him. So
loved it.
I just wanted to mention that was 14 shades of awesome. That was so cool.
Yeah, I saw it. I even commented on it.
Oh, good. You didn't reply to me, but that's not unusual.
Okay, answer me, Scott. What did I have to say to you? Why would I reply that to you?
It's the nature of email. Usually you they have that
button. What am
there.
I going to say? Like, my reply is going to be, hello, Scott.
Dude,
my general reply is the letter K.
Oh, I see. Okay. No. There's a reply button there. I know you don't use it, but it's just there. You can just click it.
Rather ironic is someone made Obsidian, which I saw it, and it did look really cool, and it had, like, martial arts powers. I actually made Scott in City of Heroes, and right after I got out of the training, he got beaten up by a bunch of civilians. So I don't understand where his powers were or anything.
And then he stayed in the toilet for the rest of the time.
Yeah, I know. Then he had to take a crap right after that.
All right. Anyway, so
a question for me in this?
No, there's no question. I just wanted to make mention of it. Brian, go back to your
SG-1
comments.
You said it was Ask Obsidian.
No.
So you interrupted me for that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't want to forget.
You messed up my mojo,
Your mojo. Ugh. What the crap mojo are you talking about? All right, so
anyway,
tell us your
thing. What I want to talk about is the impact that what Sci-Fi Channel is doing. I mean, not only are they not renewing Stargate SG-1, they're also moving Battlestar Galactica to another night besides Friday.
What?
Oh, God.
Where'd you hear this?
So,
they always, you know what? They always do that, usually just before they dump shows.
Yeah,
they start moving
them
around.
That leaves Stargate Atlantis
all alone
by itself on a Friday night. I don't get it. The new show that did pick up, Eureka, I don't know if they're moving that in. I mean, it's an okay show, but it's certainly not Sci-Fi Friday, man. I'm telling you, they made something big with Sci-Fi Friday, almost as big as what TGIF used to be for ABC.
Dude, when was that big?
I remember that on ABC.
That was never big. Was that big?
Oh, man, Family Matters, Full House, come on, man. They were huge.
Yeah, they were a huge blot on the history of man.
Well, I watched a couple episodes, or tried to stomach a couple episodes of Eureka, and to me, it was too much of a new version of Erie, Indiana.
It's not bad. I can't say it's great, and I can't say it's bad. I think it's all right. I'll tell you what show.
Now, if they
tell you what show Sci-Fi should get.
What?
They should pick. They should pick up. Even though it's not really a science fiction, it's kind of almost horror, but it's got a lot of fiction to it. Yeah. They should pick up Supernatural.
Oh yeah.
Well, the thing is,
WB. That is an awesome freaking
show. Now, if news comes out that they dump Stargate for that Eureka crap.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of torches being winged at their buildings.
Well, I'm kind of ticked because I'm just now, they didn't give the new characters enough a chance to set in because I was starting to really kind of starting to enjoy some of the shows.
I think they're great. They
renewed the bad guy by bringing in the Ori. They're so much more powerful than us. It was like it was in the beginning.
Well, I really liked when they brought in like Ben Browder and a lot of the people from Farscape. I was really liking the new setup.
Loved it. Yeah, I was too. I still like it.
I was sad when O'Neill went away, though.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Stargate Atlantis, far better show.
I like Atlantis a lot.
But I just don't see how...
Isn't it ironic?
Ironic.
Don't you think?
I just don't see how they... I don't see how it's going to survive by itself on Friday night.
Well, we'll see.
By itself.
John Shepard's a hell of a colonel. Anyway. So, we'll see how it goes. We are sad to see it go. We love you, SG-1. Take care.
Who wants to put a wager on whether or not there will be a big push to get SG-1 back on next year?
Oh, it'll be... I would say it'll be just as big as all the different, the forums and the different petitions to bring back Firefly and Farscape.
Yeah, and I bet it's going to be just as effective.
Well put. Zing! Well put, my friend.
Didn't they bring Enterprise back for one extra season?
No. Listen to the deal with Enterprise. Enterprise is actually coming to Sci-Fi, and I'm wondering if they're going to try to slip that in on Fridays. That's very possible.
Now, that would
be nice. Yeah, I'd be all right with that, because I never saw any of them. Yeah. Now, you two, I don't want to hear anything from Andrew or Obsidian, who either hasn't seen Trek ever or hates Trek. You guys can go take a flying dump. I want to see
Enterprise. But Andrew has seen Trek.
Yeah. I want to see Enterprise. I want to see all the final copies. So there's no extra copies that people on the planet can have. All of them put in a box and burn.
Oh, dude. Really? Ouch.
I hated that track.
I want to be like Harry Houdini.
I liked it when the first four or five episodes of Enterprise were great.
I think it would have worked better if Sam and Ziggy were there on the show.
When they were just going and exploring and meeting new races, it was awesome. But then when they got to the whole point of they had to stop the destruction of Earth.
Yeah.
And they were running all over the galaxy.
Wow, there's an original concept in Star Trek.
Yeah.
They're breaking out the old scripts again.
My problem is when Sam kept going back in time. And
even I know that.
When Sam would go back in time and take over people's
Ziggy
bodies.
Yep.
That was hard.
And Ziggy would tell him.
When the new captain would take over.
Dean
that
Stockwell.
Was awesome.
Yeah, he's the man.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on. I wanted to make quick mention. Len over at Jawbone Radio has started what is called the Zombie Army Group on Flickr. And I've contributed a couple of drawings to it. Any artists out there within the sound of my voice should go and add their artwork to the Zombie Army. You can search for it on Flickr. It's very fun. And inspired by that, Rico from the Treks and Sci-Fi podcast, speaking of Star Trek, has started the Robot Army group on Flickr. So if you have drawings of robots, and I've put a couple up there as well,
I'm going to start the O Army group, and it's just pure drawings.
It's just going to be drawings of sweater vests.
It's just going to be screenshots from City of Heroes.
I'm going to start the smiley face.
You know what
Army
I noticed,
group.
Though? Your guy was way too tall in City of Heroes. Just want to make that point.
Yes, it's true.
He's like 6'3".
Yeah,
or
that
something.
Is true. That is true. I'm just 5'4", so... It's kind of...
Also, the silky voice of Extra Life Radio, Scott Fletcher, has launched a new website, and I can't find the domain.
Oh, really?
I thought I had it right here. I think it's called Bar Napkin.
Is it called My Voice Is Cooler Than Yours.com?
No, it's Bar Napkin Warfare. Crap. I'll put it in the show notes, but it is it's all his My Drawings art, and he's putting it in a big blog form.
Are you actually serious?
Yeah,
it's way
cool.
Barn Napkins?
Yeah, it's way cool. Wait till you go see it. It's awesome. I'll put it in the show notes so you guys can see it. But way to go, Scott. I had to give a shout-out to him because he's, of course, the man. Another quick note, some news I wanted to hit. Transformers update. Apparently, we have seen what the robots are going to look like. Andrew, what do you think? What do you think? What's your thoughts?
What do you think?
Oh, I'm scared. Oh, sorry. I think Optimus Prime actually looks really cool. And even though Bumblebee is not a Volkswagen Bug, he looks awesome.
Yeah.
I think all of the toys the draw-ups look awesome. Yeah. I'd love to have that helicopter, though. That helicopter looks
Hecka cool.
Hecka cool. So are we okay with the kind of more wicked corners and kind of sharper looking image of
yeah,
what these robots
look like?
Yeah,
they look a lot more agile than the old ones, because the old ones were kind of like just big monsters that boom, clunky, but these look real agile and
yeah. There's a big uproar, though. A lot of people are not super thrilled with them. I'm personally pumped. I think
well,
it looks
I,
great.
The article you linked to on your site, the one from what's that guy?
The producer.
Oh, one
of the, whatever. Yeah. I mean, that article was awesome. I mean, it's
yeah, he
it's
goes
totally the way I feel about that.
He goes off about saying, you know, look, fans, you know, cut us yeah. some slack, you know.
Like I'm reserving all judgment until it comes out, because I remember when I first heard about The Lion King, I said, are you kidding?
Yeah.
That's going to be the stupidest movie ever, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, I don't
know. Like how they pulled it off.
Yeah, I agree with
well,
that.
Well, I think Optimus Prime, I think they look, well, I remember that article that somebody said that, you know, they'll make them look like monsters and stuff like that. Well, I think it's awesome because, well, I remember what the director said that, for example, they have to change the type of truck that Optimus Prime was because they wanted it to be accurate
yeah,
what
for
size,
the size
Optimus Prime
stuff.
Was supposed to be and what truck, so they would have to have, you know, all the mass and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it looks really cool because that is the way they look, they actually do look like an actual robot that could come from that truck. So,
yeah.
I mean, it looks a whole lot more believable.
Yeah.
It kind
yeah.
of sucks that Soundwave's like, not going to be in it.
Yeah, looks I'm like robots in disguise. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Oh, I wish you lived like right down the street because I would be in the car right now.
They do look like robots on disguise. And I actually heard, even though they're going with this new look, they're still going to go reet, roet, reet, roet, reet when they transform, which I'm pretty excited about.
They better.
About. No.
Because that's
the helicopter.
Are they going to slow it down and say it unenthusiastically like you just did?
Like oh, I did, yeah. Oh. They're just going to say it.
It's just
like,
going to be it's going to be Michael Bay with a microphone going wank, 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 wank.
It's like rap and sound effects. So that's very cool. I have to play this next thing. We're gonna get to some calls here as well.
Uh-oh.
But this is somebody sent us. This is a long story, but Andrew and I did the instance over the weekend, and we were trying to figure out the name of the guy by the fire that gives you the Herodric cube and tells you to go get
the
stuff.
Herodric cube
in Diablo 2. My name, and we found out is Deckard Cain, and you need to get that
Dean Cain's
over there.
Daddy.
Yeah. Anyway. Deckard Cain, Dean Cain's father. There's a song apparently Blizzard put together not too long ago, and I had to play some of it here. Listen to this. It's freaking hilarious.
My name's Deckard Cain, and I come from Tristram. If you're looking for Diablo, then you just missed him. If you find old Griswold, then you can take him down, but you'll get no reward till you come back to town. Thanks for my life. I'll identify your stuff, but if you choose to journey on, then it's gonna get tough.
All right. So there's a lot more to that. We'll play a little bit of background for people. But isn't that awesome? The Deckard Cain song. Dude, what are you doing?
Cain, Dean's daddy.
Brian, I remember the
what was that?
Remember the
thank
rapping,
you, Mr. Cain.
You don't remember the rapping Duke?
No,
song?
No.
I'm the rapping Duke, and he's like, the little chorus is like, da ha, da ha.
Dude. Dude, Brian.
You never heard the rapping? You never heard the rapping, Duke? Look it up.
No.
What are you on? What did they keep you in church, man?
It's supposed to be, what's his face? The old Western guy. Now I came and losing my mind.
Clint Eastwood.
It's no, John Wayne.
John Wayne.
John Wayne. John
oh, the
Wayne.
Duke.
Yeah. The Duke.
Okay. Yeah. I got to go take a Duke. Actually, here's another. Oh, we have a question. Speaking of music, someone wants to know the kind of music we like. This is a weird question, but I thought it'd be good to answer. Check it out.
Hey, Extra Life. This is Jake, or Tommy J on the forums. I was just wondering what some of you guys' favorite like bands are, or favorite kinds of music. I know it's not a very geeky topic, but I don't know, you guys haven't really talked much about that, and I was kind of interested in it.
Okay, we kind of have touched on it before. Obsidian's really into 80s music and goth sort of sounding items.
Andrew's into techno.
Items.
And
techno.
And he likes the country.
Yeah, Andrew's into gay raving.
Yeah, the gay rave.
Actually, my music selection is pretty much, I have CDs from everyone from Frank Sinatra to like Marilyn Manson.
Wow. Yeah, I'm pretty
blessed. A little bit like me.
Yeah.
That's like me.
I'm going to plug somebody here.
Okay.
So I bet you are.
No, you. Yeah. It's this guy again, isn't it? I've heard more about this guy on the internet in the last 2 days than I heard about snakes
Obadiah
on a plane before
Parker.
It came out. Yeah.
Yeah, Obadiah Parker is it's awesome. It's kind of like a folksy kind of sound, but it's really cool.
Folksy? With a name like folksy. Obadiah? Say it ain't so.
Obadiah Parker, baby.
It's Obadiah Parker bringing you the latest heavy metal you can think of.
now they do a cover song of Outkast, Hey Ya.
Yeah,
but his other songs I really like.
That
Hey Ya is not a bad cover.
You know, if Brian can do it, I can do it too. I want to plug somebody.
Okay,
all right, do it.
But you see, unlike Brian, I don't know him.
Okay.
Well, I don't know this guy either.
Well, what do you mean? Don't you Southerners know like every?
We're all related over here.
Yeah, they know every Hick, Tom, and Jerry.
Yeah.
Tom,
he lives Tom in Phoenix.
Well, okay. Have you ever guys visited that website called Rather Good?
No, sometimes,
we have
not. Yes. I've been
there's a website
I have visited Extremely Awful.
Yeah, same thing.
Just like that. Where you can find more jokes just like that.
Oh, that hurts.
Okay, thank you, Andrew. Now, there's a website called RatherGood.com, and it's this guy that does like these extremely awful Flash videos, but, I mean, they're made to be awful. They're very funny. And the guy, he's from England, he has a ska group called 7 Seconds of Love. And it's really awesome. They have these incredibly insane songs like Soupy George. I'm not kidding. And it is, I mean, the group is awesome. And the really cool thing is that, I mean, they live in England. They do like the whole shows and everything and bars and stuff. So their whole CD, I mean, their whole musical selection is available for download there, the MP3s.
I'm on the site and it looks hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really funny. And the group 7 Seconds of Love has all their music available for download, and it's really good if you like ska.
Oh, I like ska.
I like ska. I like ska punk.
Yeah.
So I recommend you go to it.
Well, we'll just check that right out. So that's the kind of stuff we're into.
Oh, you do that.
Let's jump ahead to a question from... Who's this? Oh, it's a stump. It's
don't forget this.
No,
nobody.
No, it's a stump Andrew. This is good. And this is a good stump Andrew. So, Andrew, be prepared. Here it is.
Hey, Extra Life. This is Octiris from the forums, and I had a question for Stump Andrew. Andrew, from what game did this popular phrase come from?
All your base are belong to us.
And what year was it originally released in?
Okay, so he wants to know the name of the... Oh, my! Won't pause. Pause, damn you. Pause. Okay.
Was he getting an answer?
He wants to know the answer to the question, which is what game is it, and also the year. I'll give you points if you just get the name, if you get the year bonus. I knew the year. I did not know the name of the game because it's... Maybe I've heard it before.
That's internet folklore.
Yeah, it is.
That's not internet folklore. That's like video game folklore.
Legendary.
Well, yeah, but the whole all your base thing was a huge internet phenomenon. So
I've even done that in my comic.
Yeah, everyone has. So what's your... What's
I
your
haven't!
Because well, you're looking it up. I hear somebody typing, damn it.
Not me.
Oh.
Not me.
I don't believe you guys. Somebody's typing. I can hear keys. So, answer? Quick.
You don't know? It's Starfighter, isn't it? What is it?
No. It's the last Starfighter. No. It's.
Don't know.
I think.
Cosmic Pac-Man?
I think it's it Riptide. Was from. here I graduated. I think it was from 89.
89 would be...
I'd say it was some kind of space shooter. I think it was called like Zero something. Zero Wing or something like that.
Yeah, right. Someone with a wing in it. That's what I remember.
Let's hear the final answer.
The correct answer is Zero Wing and 1989. I hope you got it right.
Whoa!
Okay.
It's like you guessed it, but you didn't.
Yeah. It's weird. It's like there's some kind of wing.
It, but you
some kind of wing. Zero. With
like,
zero
it's
in
like
it.
Andrew's the best actor on the podcast. It.
Ding 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 ding! You are the winner. All right.
I never played that game. I think wasn't it like
who
a,
did?
No,
we
who
all
did?
Know about it. But who played it?
As I recall, it was an early Genesis game. I may be wrong on that though. Maybe Master
I
System.
I thought it was on the Nintendo.
Genesis. No. It was Genesis. I'm sure of that.
I thought I was on the Apple IIe.
Well, that's
I thought
where
I
you're
played
wrong.
It on two rocks in the backyard. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it is. Oh, everyone in here is saying Genesis 2. I must be correct because the crowd has spoken.
Genesis.
Yeah, and everybody knows that crowds are never wrong.
100 Extra Life fans can't be wrong.
I just looked it up. Yeah, it was Genesis.
Very nice. Okay, let's do... we had one guy...
Hokey
Pokey? I'm deleting that one because we don't have time for him.
There, get this.
We're going to take a break. Hold on. What are you doing? Are you got more? What are you doing?
Wait, in if you actually look it up on the wiki, apparently in WrestleMania 17, there was someone took a picture of the Undertaker, and in the background is some dude in the crowd holding up a sign that says, "All your base or belong to us."
Awesome. There were 17 of those games. That's terrible. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have lots more to talk about, including our How Are the Graphics segment. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about Snakes on a Plane and Brian's horrible experience with the film Zoom, among other things. In between now and then, we're going to listen to Rico's reviews. He does these for us now and probably do them every week, and we really appreciate his help. For those sci-fi fans that are interested, check out the next minute and a half or so of Rico's reviews, and we'll be right back after this.
Hello again, Extra Life Radio. This is Rico from the Treks and Sci-Fi podcast. And this week on Rico's Reviews, I'm going to talk about somebody that worked more behind the scenes on a lot of films that I've enjoyed over the years. His name is Ray Harryhausen. For a lot of people, that name may not ring any bells, but Ray Harryhausen worked in an area of visual effects called stop-motion animation. And he did this over the course of many movies. He had a very long film career. And a lot of films that he worked on are some that you may recognize, but this was back in the day before CGI and computer-generated graphics, even before the types of visual effects that were featured in the early Star Wars movies with motion-controlled cameras. Ray basically would take small puppets and small just figures that would be then animated by moving them just a tiny bit each time. The classic representation of this is in the first original King Kong movie. Some of the films that Ray worked on over the years, you may know, probably the last big one that he did was Clash of the Titans, which is a fun film. I'm just going to run down a list. Sinbad and the Eye of the Tiger, The Golden Voyage of Sinbad, 1 Million Years BC, First Men in the Moon, Jason and the Argonauts, Mysterious Island, The Three Worlds of Gulliver, The Seventh Voyage of Sinbad, and many, many others. Lots of fun movies here. An amazing scene in one film was where I think it was either Jason or Sinbad, two characters that were featured in a lot of his movies, were fighting basically a whole group of skeletons that all had to be stop motion animated over the course of several hard weeks of animation work. I just really think these films are great, fun, and definitely worth seeking out at your local Blockbuster or via Netflix. That's it for this week. This is Rico signing off.
Fascinating.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. You are listening to Extra Life Radio, in case you didn't know that. Oh, shoot.
Scott, they know.
Oh, they do? Okay. I should
Yes, because assume. They haven't gone anywhere.
Oh. Oh,
thank
okay.
you for insulting their intelligence.
No, I'm starting to get this. I'm starting to get this now. It's starting to come. It's starting to make sense. Okay, let's move on. We have things to talk about.
I want to issue out a challenge to
Do
Andrew.
It. Do it. Do it.
Uh-oh. Fight.
Okay, fight. Okay. Now, later on, we're going to talk about snakes on a plane. Am I right?
Yeah.
I challenge Andrew to go through the whole rest of the show without making up a stupid alternative Snakes on a Plane name.
All right, I challenge. Yeah. I accept your challenge and equal it, or add my. I second your challenge.
Oh, I have no emoticon. Oh, sorry.
You have no emoticon. All right, here's how we're going to start this. We got this call. Listen to this.
There are snakes on the podcast. There are snakes on the podcast.
That's either Zella or that's one of Zella's buddies. I don't know which, but then we
Zella
got
has, Zella has minions
because they all sound alike, right?
Yes,
because they all sound like girls.
Yes, but then we got this review, the short review, 30 seconds from Seamus on Snakes on a Plane,
Seamus!
And it seems to counter what Andrew has been saying. So here it is.
Oh my God, I saw Snakes on a Plane, and it's actually awesome. I would give it an 8 out of 10. IMDb right now, last time I checked, is giving it like an 8.41. out of 10, and so I guess I'm not far off. I rated it before I saw that, but seriously, this is James 22, by the way. You need to see that movie. It is awesome. 2 hours long, rated R.
You know what?
Thanks for the
you know what,
there,
though?
Yeah.
I have to say, He is Hollywood's marketing dream. That's why Hollywood keeps putting out this crap.
Okay. Before you give your review, we must hear this.
How were the graphics?
How were the graphics?
So the first question, Andrew, is, despite your review, which we're going to hear in a second, how were the graphics? Were they good? Were they great special effects? I mean, were they able to just pull it off?
They were horrible.
It was like Jurassic Park all over again.
Oh, no. Jurassic Park is as old as Jurassic Park is. They were light years ahead of the way they made the snakes.
How bad could it be? They like have a bunch of those little wooden snakes that cut up little pieces of stuff.
No, it's just, I mean, in the scenes that had real snakes, it was obvious that that was a real snake. In the scenes where it was a computer drawn snake, it was very, very obvious that someone was using Maya in their garage and making the snakes.
So did
and
they
the
have...
big pink snake, that just wasn't real at all.
Did they use a bunch of rubber snakes, though, in this thing? That's what I want to know.
There's a couple scenes that I think they weren't like the cheap, like, you know, Big Lots rubber snakes. They were actually, you know, fake special effects snakes or whatever.
Right.
And they actually they looked realistic, the ones that they shot and they picked up.
Yeah. Dude, I've seen real posts.
Did they have any crappy scenes where somebody grabs like a rubber snake and puts it to his neck and starts like
actually,
the snake was attacking
There is a couple scenes where they were like someone wrestling with a rubber snake, like
Sweet.
It was being attacked.
All right, so with all of that said, let's hear your synopsis of what you thought of the film. I take it you're not a big
synopsis?
Fan.
Synopsis?
This movie
makes a synopsis of what he thought of the film.
This movie makes Catwoman and Doom and Ishtar and every other horrible film look like grade A. I wasn't expecting it to be great. I was expecting it to be a very big spoof type film, but I didn't expect it to be so bad. I mean, there was a guy sitting right in front of me that about 30 minutes into it, he stands up and he like shakes his head and storms out of the theater.
Well, maybe his diaper was full or he had incontinence or something and had to go take a dump.
Oh, he's like, you know what? I got to take a dump. I ain't watching this crap.
Maybe he got a call on his cell phone telling him that his wife was dying or something. You're cruel, Andrew.
Maybe Andrew was in such a bad mood, his vibes was kicking forward to this guy in front of him.
Could have been.
And ruined the whole thing for him.
Maybe if you hadn't been farting so much, the guy wouldn't have had to
leave. There was just a lot of things. Now, I know it's a movie, but
Andrew kept
snakes are cold-blooded. Yeah. And, you know, make the plane colder. They'd all slow down. The thing that really got me was the same thing that happened when me and Idlewood and Google 13 from the forums went to go see Doom. The minute Doom did the first-person shooter part, we were all like, oh, my God. The thing that totally disgusted me was the minute they first started using snake vision.
Snake vision, kind of like Terminator, right?
You knew they would. You knew they would.
Was it like Terminator, kind of, that kind of thing, or it was kind of green and red or whatever? And
it was like green, like all the snakes had like little, like, you know, night vision cameras in their eyeballs. And on some of the snakes, when they did snake vision, you got double images. Like the snakes had compound eyes and stuff.
Weird. All right.
Maybe they were skinning. They do that when they, you know.
Of all the people, I've talked to a total of 6 people who have seen the film, 7 if you count Seamus, and then you, so 8, I guess. Of all those 8 people, you so far are the only one that's told me you hated it. Everybody else tells me they love it.
Well, the thing is also, if you look at anywhere on the internet, almost every review from Yahoo, from actual magazines, from critics, from newspapers, and even the more, you know, a lot of the homebrew critics, everyone's ranting about this is an amazing film, a great action movie. You know, one of the best films of the summer, and I'm like, oh my God, that's why Hollywood, the minute Hollywood saw that, they're like, let's make another one, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I read something on IMDb, and I know that Scott always says, inaccurate movie database.
No, I like it there. I go there all the time.
I always like to look at the movie and go to the trivia section for the movie, and it says something very interesting about Snakes on a Plane. It says, and I'm going to read.
Okay, please do.
This film's title originated at an after-work happy hour among Hollywood colleagues to see who could come up with the most awful pitch for a movie. Producer David Berenson, who worked for DreamWorks at the time, gave his pitch for this movie based on a script called Venom.
Yep. The original.
So basically, it was just a joke.
Well, the original script was written back in 1992, and it was about one snake on a plane. And the guy who did the movie, he even says that basically the only thing that changed from the original script is instead of one snake, it's a bunch of snakes. And the minute they get on the plane until they exit the plane at the end of the movie, essentially that's still the original 1992 script with a couple minor little changes.
Actually, you're wrong, and here's why.
All right, so Brian, let's move to you because you saw a movie that sounds far worse than this or any other movie I've ever heard of, and this is actually enjoying a 0% rating in Rotten Tomatoes currently.
Yeah, you think Snakes on the Plane was bad? Wait till you go see Zoom.
Yeah,
kids movie at the end of summer. You should know better than go see it because they were thinking, hey, what else do they have to watch? This is the only kids movie out. Let's put it out now.
Yeah. So what'd you think? It's about a bunch of superhero kids, right?
It was bad, and not for the reasons why I may think. Yes, it's about a bunch of superhero kids, basically. Some people have compared it to Sky High. I don't really see any relationship other than...
Sky High was pretty good.
Yeah.
Sky High was pretty good, yeah. I don't really see any relationship to this in the way they made the film. I really think they're two totally different movies. But the thing is about this movie...
What's it about?
You don't always see this happen. I just told you it's about kids with superpowers.
And Tim Allen
said nothing.
Tim Allen's in it, becomes Santa Claus, and it's kind of a William Shatner character.
Okay, I will give away the story here. Okay, Tim Allen is a superhero from like the...
North Pole. Oh.
Like from the 60s.
Okay, Scott, get over it.
Sorry.
He's like a superhero from like the 60s who was exposed by the military to Gamma 13... to create their superpowers, and he was had a super team and everything else, and all the rest of his team was dead except for him. He was the only superhero left. Why is somebody got a harp playing?
Yeah, what is that about? Who keeps doing that?
That is Scott.
That's not
I
me.
That's Scott. Yeah, come on.
You can't hear me through that.
Sort of
even if I had a, I
could be home playing the harp.
I could be playing rock and roll, and you guys wouldn't hear it because it doesn't pipe through here.
Anyway.
I think it was Brian. That's who I think it was.
Zoom is the last superhero on the planet, and the military has found out that Zoom's brother, who has been in a parallel dimension...
He's called Zip.
Is Zip. No, it's like Sonic or something. But anyway...
Sonic.
Sorry. He's coming back through a temporal rip in time or something, and...
You know what's bad? Brian... me and Scott talked about this the other night, and by you fully explaining the plot, I don't even want to touch the poster.
Yeah. So Zoom is Tim Allen.
So the military has tricked Tim Allen into coming back.
Who is Zoom, right?
Who is Zoom?
Okay, just clearing that up.
Training these young kids who have special powers, and they're trying to train them.
But I thought he was the last superhero.
He is the last superhero, but these are just kids with talent who has not reached their potential. So they're not really superheroes. They just have special abilities.
Oh, so he's
kind
of the last superhero, only not.
Okay, wait. So the fat kid that keeps pushing up his nakedness on everyone, that guy, that's his power, right? The fat kid?
Yeah, the fat kid.
He gets naked and gets all fat and like smashes people or whatever?
He gets naked and all fat, yeah. Believe it or not... This movie could have been a great movie. The characters were actually really original characters. The storyline was pretty decent. The cast was awesome. I mean, Tim Allen, he's a good kids kind of humor kind of guy. And he's perfect for this part, and he made me laugh several times during the movie. Chevy Chase also did a couple of great scenes. I think they let them improv some of the stuff.
Yeah,
great.
But what is he doing in this thing, honestly? I mean, Chevy Chase, have you fallen so far from the Fletch freaking tree? I mean, come on. Anyway.
Rip Torn, my favorite actor's name to say, Rip Torn, he's in it.
Mine is Ronnie Cox.
Yeah, Ronnie Cox.
And, Messy Pyle.
Yeah, Messy Pyle.
Yeah, Messy Pyle is at a close second.
And Courtney Cox is in this, and I tell you, she gets more and more beautiful every day. Love Courtney Cox. And they're all just great, and they've got this great chemistry together. And the screenplay seemed like it was fairly decent, and they got all these great actors, and the special effects were freaking awesome. They had great special effects.
Why did it suck?
It sucked because the director is a freaking bonehead.
He He has ADD.
If you ever see a guy, if you ever see a movie said directed by Peter Hewitt, run.
Really?
Because it is, he is horrible. He did Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. That's about the only other thing he's ever really done besides Garfield the movie.
Oh,
okay. That's not something you put on your resume.
But, yeah.
I thought Bogus but Journey was okay. It wasn't horrible.
He just Journey was Garfield?
Yeah. Garfield? Really? But no, I mean, he did such a horrible job. It wasn't, he just didn't get the shots needed to make the movie make any sense.
You said he had like ADD or something.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, because it's like you're watching one scene and the kids are all hiding from everybody, and then like two scenes later, they're conveniently in their room and waiting to be blasted with Gamma 13. I don't know. I don't get
it. I got a can something? Of Gamma 13 around here in the office somewhere.
I kept having to ask my wife, am I blacking out? Am I blacking out? Am I missing stuff? What's going on? I don't get it.
All right. Well, okay. But, so that's that's the general breakdown of Zoom. You guys do not
so
see it.
So it's like, it's a movie about the last Hooper superhero on Earth.
Last Hooper hero.
You have a rash to a Hooper hero?
On Earth that is not actually the last superhero on Earth. And as far as I understand, it is a movie that doesn't suck, but it does.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay, let's put it this way. The parts of the movie don't suck.
Yeah.
The whole of the movie sucks bad.
Yeah.
Here's so. Here's what Scott just said when he was joking around with his accent. Earlier today, I was listening to Jawbone.
Yeah.
And I busted out laughing when Scott was, you meet halfway, you get flip up and wear a sock.
Yeah, you guys need to, I call into Jawbone occasionally and do a little voice that's become kind of a regular feature there.
I love that.
We may actually do an interview with that character one day. That'll be fun.
Oh, that would be
all right, so don't see that movie. However, if you haven't already gotten it on DVD, check out V for Vendetta. Finally saw it. I didn't see it in the theater. Finally saw it at home.
It is an awesome movie. To me,
you bunch of liberal propagandist.
To me, V is easily still the best movie I have seen in 2006.
I loved it. I loved it.
I watched the first 30 minutes of V, and I just couldn't get it.
Especially when the part where V takes his...
You couldn't get into it.
V takes his mask off, and he goes, Mr. Anderson. You know, that was really good, too.
Yeah, he said, I will be part of the fellowship and get your damn ring back. So wait
all
a minute,
I gotta
though.
Say you is just like too much of this. Well, blah 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 blah.
Come
okay,
on,
you know what? I am gonna watch Zoom because I did not like. I mean, you're sitting here bashing on V. So I mean, if you didn't like Zoom, it might just be a great movie.
V was a really good movie. I really liked Mark Singer. Yeah. And when they were fighting the aliens.
Dude, you're such a dork. The guy that played Freddy Krueger was in it. He was good.
Yep.
Why is he so loud on the podcast?
I don't know. So here's what I was going to say. We're done with that stupid stuff. Here's what we're going to talk about now, just real briefly. This is a story that I
Crappy
must
movie
tell.
Of the week.
I went to an eye doctor, and you guys need to hear this story. Now, I've talked to you about my
maybe?
I've talked to you about my Chinese proctologist story about 20 shows back or whatever it was. I got a Chinese optometrist who was giving me a new prescription so I could update my contacts and glasses. And here,
eyes are so round.
That is not how it went. Here is how it went. I go to this.
This is so wrong.
I go to this place. The guy sits
so
me
wrong.
Down. He sits me down. He says, "Oh, Mr. Johnson, you sit in chair. Be no problem. I be back." So he leaves. Okay. Comes back. I'm thinking, okay, I've been through this drill. They put the big, huge eye thing on you, and they have you check if this
is
one
they erase
or two.
Your memory
one or
when they
two.
Put that thing on your head.
One or two, you know, that whole thing. So he puts this thing on my head, and then he proceeds to. They've got the little stools with the wheels on it.
Yeah.
This Chinese guy scooches up so far that he literally puts his right knee in my crotch. Not in a hard way. It didn't hurt or anything.
But did it make
jammed
you hot?
He jammed it in there. And then for the next half an hour doing my eye exam, he kept it there. So he would say...
Wait, here's what it was like. Scott's sitting there, the guy's really close, and then it all of a sudden it gets dark in there, and you hear, one or two,
yeah,
four
yeah.
or five.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw that joke coming up the street, too. That one stopped over at the gas station. I waved at him again. Came all the way up. But anyway, so he's sitting there with his knee firmly Chinesed right in my crotch, and I'm going, oh my gosh, Chinesed. Dude, you've got to move that. And he's about a half an inch from my face going, okay, now this lens, it give you better or worse. I'm thinking, dude, it's worse because your knee's in my crotch.
I can't see anything. All I can see is gay. Get off.
I mean, it honestly got to the point where I didn't care if one was better or worse. I would look at him and go, you know, I can live with a little bad vision for the next 4 months.
I'll just take the bubble telescope.
You should have asked him. You're like, yo, low pan, why don't you back it up a little bit?
Yeah. It was awful. So the whole time he's doing that, then a thing finally ended. He says, okay, now we check for glaucoma. You come over to other machine. Oh, we have a machine that blow air in your eyes. So I go over there.
I hate that thing.
I sit down at that thing. Once again, knee in the crotch. At least it kept my mind off the blast of air that shot me in the head. Anyway, I just had to share that experience because it was terrible.
Then after he got through, he said, he put a little toothpick of sesame seed chicken and said, you want free samples?
Oh, that was wrong.
You like a free sample?
The thing that was really weird is when he paid the bill, on the back of the bill had the guy's phone number written down.
Yeah. The following podcast is Chinese friendly. Viewer discretion is advised.
Phone number and Scott's inseam size.
Email. Email Obsidian. Black sweater vest. What?
No, the thing is with this podcast, Scott's made fun of the Chinese so much that after you listen to this podcast in 30 minutes, you'll be hungry again.
Yes, indeed. All right, well, let's jump to our...
Obsidian is still here?
Oh, yeah, he's here.
I'm still here.
Yeah, he just didn't say anything for a while.
Because he's mad about... Because he can't wait to let China Doll hear this. He's going to...
Yeah. I mean, you remember me, the one with the Chinese girlfriend?
The one with the DS? Okay, check this out, everyone. This is our crappy movie of the week.
It's time for Extra Life Radio's Crappy Movie of the Week.
All right, for tonight's Crappy Movie of the Week, brought to you by nothing. Nobody sponsors this.
Brought to you by me.
Brought to you by good, hard American know-how and willpower. We usually do some kind of sort of science fiction, sort of giant ants attacking retarded
people.
But
I think it counts. I think it counts as science fiction.
Kind of, yes. Yeah. We are going to cover something from the 80s that is a little bit different tonight, and I thought since we talk
we're
about it
we're going to cover the Fonz jumping a shark.
That's true. Literally, this is Hollywood jumping the shark. This is Breakin', the breakdance movie from 1980. Remind me, Andrew.
84.
Thank you.
The movie's so bad, it's good.
I was 14 years old. Just couldn't be prouder to be born during a time where this film could be made and actually made it to theaters. It's a piece of crap. Let's just put it that way.
The tagline for the film was, which is ironically Scott's tagline, push it, pop it, rock it, lock it, break it, make it.
Yep, that's what I say. I say that every morning.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys.
When he gets up.
When I get up. So, yes.
Actually, it's his cell phone at LinkedIn.
Oh, my gosh. You're killing me. So this thing is about breakdancing, and if there was ever any greater film, only thing that could better it would be Breakin' 2 Electric
the movie.
Boogaloo. That too. BMX
the movie.
Only
thing that could be better is a movie about specialized costume-dressed gangsters.
Yeah. Yes, I agree, which is pretty much what this film is. But I got some great audio from it, and you guys get to hear it now. This is a teacher making the moves on the main character, Chicky Poo, whatever her name is. Here it is.
Kelly, I'm a very good teacher. If there's anybody who knows what you need, it's me. Nothing but the best for the best, huh, baby?
Hey, baby. How's it going?
No, wait a minute. Was this from Breakin', or are you playing like some snippet from like our Skinamax movie?
It's from Breakin', and it's Kelly is the main girl's name. I couldn't remember her name. The short-haired sort of butch Breakin' dancing.
I thought one of every two girls in the U.S. was named Kelly.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, do you guys remember the bad guy in Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
And whatever his
Which
name
one?
Is. I don't know his name. But he kind of looks like...
Eating little crats for breakfast?
That guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Crap for breakfast.
I eat little craps like you for breakfast. You eat little craps for breakfast?
He's in this film. This is probably one of his earlier roles, and this is him showing that he really has no right to be acting at all. So here it is.
Street dancing.
James, you don't understand.
Kelly, I'm aware of what it is. It's just that I'm working on getting you into one of the biggest dance competitions, which can lead to incredible exposure, and you're telling me you want to
be a street dancer.
Yeah, that's right, buddy. That's right.
A street dancer. You dancing on the street. Are you crazy?
That just sounds like, dude. It's one of those movies when you saw it when you were a kid, you were kind of like, well, breakdancing's cool, and isn't that neat? And you watch it here recently, like I have had the unfortunate chance to do. It's terrible, dude. It's freaking awful.
I remember.
That's why you're not supposed to watch movies from the 80s anymore unless you're willing to, you know, have a good laugh.
Well,
I remember when I was growing up in New York, right across the street, there was like a little group of breakdancers. They would take out one of those cardboard boxes and they'd breakdance all day right across the street. And I just wanted to be them. You know,
there was a guy I went to high school with that when the breakdance craze was going on, he had the parachute pants and he goes, I got some practicing to do. Why don't you come over? And I'd go over to his house, and he's in his backyard on a piece of cardboard, and I'm like, you look like an idiot.
Hey.
He would be, like, trying to break dance and stuff.
That's awesome.
I remember I wanted to break dance, but then I remember that my mom told me that the black kid off Silver Spoons was doing it, and he broke his neck.
No, he couldn't have, did he? Because that kid went on to be in that Will Smith show.
Then I saw him, the Prince of Bel Air, and I said, no!
Your mom lied to you. Your mom full-on lied.
Brian could have been the biggest breakdancer around. Yeah. His career was cut short.
His neck ruined your life.
So you would have been the Carolinian popping, locking.
You could have been like the Lord of the Dance of breakdancing.
Because Lord knows they need one. Okay, check this out.
Here's a rumor about this. How does it afford the internet?
This is my favorite. Sorry, you were cutting out. You were Skyping out.
I think that's why
they called it Skype, because when you'd screw it, it sounds like a great word to describe lag when it happens. You're Skyping, man. Okay, listen to this. This is where we get to hear a little bit from the other main character, which is that dude that wore the really bad outfit and the earrings and the bad hair. Which maybe doesn't
like
narrow
everybody in the 80s.
Yeah, I was going to say, that probably doesn't narrow it down enough.
Narrow it down a little bit.
Here it is anyway. Check it out.
If you want to talk to him, you talk to me. And who might you be? Orlando. Choreographer and dancer.
Oh, boy.
I never understood that.
You know, I love that. That's like that song Fernando.
I never understood that.
Fernando.
If you want to talk to him, you talk to me. What?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you.
Come on, that's awesome.
I thought I made this clear.
It's awesome, dude. You have to admit, that is great. All right. So where are we now?
I just want to say that
I think you're in Utah.
There's been a challenge posted for Brian.
Brian challenge.
Yeah, Brian challenge for the Bio Monkey from the chat room wants to see Brian break dance to the Riptide theme.
Sweet. I found
okay,
that
hold
theme.
Hold on, I'm doing it.
Oh my god, I broke my neck.
Wait a minute, if you broke your neck,
the hospital.
You technically wouldn't be able to say it, would
Dude,
you?
Dude, when you go to church, do they inject you with some sort of I don't know what.
You know what?
Gasoline,
you know what? I'm
or...
You know, I'm normally a pagan, but I think I'm going to switch to whatever Brian's having.
They make him drink the little Kool-Aid cup as soon as he
walks
in. Oh,
but they're having. Hey, we have to give a quick giveaway before we leave, and the guys in the chat room are going to be the recipient, or at least one of the lucky ones are. There is a company.
You're
going to
be the recipient of what Scott is going to give away.
Absolutely. What I've got, you've got to get it, put it in you. A TechSmith Corporation.
You know, Scott.
Okay, you know, what I said was bad. What you said was worse.
Listen, it's just lyrics from a popular 90s song.
I know, but you bleeped me out when I said the lyrics to Whip It.
No, I roostered you out, if you may recall. I actually put a rooster in there.
Well, he wouldn't even let me talk about Grease.
Grease.
The song Grease.
Oh, don't sing that, dude.
The car song. Can I sing the car song?
No, it's horrible. It's terrible. That is the worst thing I've ever heard. I can't believe that
was in there. It's
real. I know.
Yeah, no.
Dude, I swear, seriously, you've got like powdered sugar in your veins. Something's going on. Okay.
Something's wrong with Brian.
TechSmith Corporation makes a product called Snagit. This is a screen capture utility.
I use Snagit.
It is not free. However, I have a free one to give away.
Really?
Yeah. thanks to TextMeth.
I used it to actually capture a meeting I had the other day.
Oh, yeah. It's great stuff. Great desktop capture software.
A meeting what?
A meeting.
Oh, okay. Everything meet you, vegetarian boy?
Holy crap. So we're going to give this one to a lucky winner in the chat room.
Don't,
and so those
don't
in the
ask
chat room.
Number.
No, I'm going to do this just for fun. Everybody, last time we did this, it was kind of funny. You guys, oh, look, they're already doing it. Never mind.
They're doing the numbers already.
Guess the number between A and Z.
I am going to pick a person, and that person is going to be, drum roll.
Me.
I'm picking a random one. Random.
Good God, they've gone nuts.
And the random winner is, Silverback. From the forums. Silverback, you are the official winner of the
if you are a gorilla
license.
Please,
way to go,
buddy.
He's a great big, like Scottish looking guy with a kilt. He's a stud. This guy is like, looks like he could pick up three trucks and eat it. He's the man. So we'll definitely be doing that.
Okay, people in Scotland, you know, okay. If you're offended by Scott, please keep in mind he does this to everybody,
and it is his first name.
Do you know how important you are to me, Rob Roy? I love that movie. You guys seen Rob Roy lately? That's a good movie. It's got that guy that's got that
lately?
Jedi. It's got that Jedi
how about ever?
In it. It's got the Jedi
yeah,
in it. The Jedi's in it, dude. What's
the
his
best
name?
Movie? The best movie that he was in was Dark Man.
Dark Man rocked.
So what was that? Was that Jedi in it?
What?
Liam Neeson.
Now wait a minute. I saw Braveheart the other night, too.
Qui-Gon?
I decided... Oh, I forgot to tell everybody this. I watched Braveheart to see if Mel Gibson's recent behavior was going to put me off on that movie at all.
Wow.
And it didn't.
How'd you get 4 hours to watch Braveheart?
With that will end our full-on freaking hour, or hour and 3 minutes of this show. We are going to call it good for today. If you would like to be part of this show and have us play your calls, read your emails, play your audio files, other things I can't think of right now, you can join us by visiting, first of all, myextralife.com. Check out everything you can find there, including archives of the show, and the comic that's up there three times a week, and the blog, and the message boards, and the... actually, that's Battlebirds. It's good fun, though. You can also send us an email, myextralife@gmail.com, or call us on the crap line. That number is 206-203-CRAP. We say it every week, but we'd love to say it again. And we'll see you guys next week on show number 103. And I got some other special stuff in between. There is a very good possibility we may get an interview with a very special guest who is a former member of id Software. That's all I can say. But we're working on it. So I'll let you know how that turns out. Maybe some more news in the middle of the week. But until then, we'll see you next time.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Come here, baby. Turn.
I think that's all the business. Let's just introduce the fellas. Hello. Hit, hello.
All the awesome things America makes.
In his garage, he has a Scott Johnson. Yeah. He has an O. He has an Andrew and a Brian.
Including a few spammers who will incur my wrath.
Does not have Riptide, which pisses me off.
Not just a fictitious place like Atlantis.
Yeah. Perk up like and droop down is not a conversation that should occur between guys.
Why were you doing that in the shower anyway?
We are not watching this show. This is not happening in my home.
When I was working on Doom with my assistant...
I think Jack Thompson knows more about video games than he does.
And that's not fair, is it?
A blaze? Boy, that must have been good. A blaze.
And they're actually having a special for two snakes and an iguana for snakes in the plane. You all are a bunch of thieves.
Oh, at least my computer has the decency of not assuming that I stole it.
The Gookabajuka Belickada Dick came over and jumped on the thing. I will not have you talking like a streetwalker trucker type. If you're Jewish, they cut that off.
Okay, enough numbers.
I think they're
enough
still
numbers,
going.
People.
Hey, this is Conti from the Ministry of Abnormality, and on recommendation from a friend, I'm going to tell a little story about something that just happened to me about 10 minutes ago. Okay, I had to use the bathroom. I had to pee. So I go into the bathroom, and lo and behold, someone left a little present for me. So I bust into my little brother's room and drag him out and tell him to flush it because I want to teach him to flush the toilet after he's done. So I leave the bathroom, and I'm just waiting for him, and the toilet starts flooding everywhere. He tries to shove it down with one of those things that's used to clean it out. It's not an actual plunger, and he freaks out because the toilet's water everywhere, and then he just jumps and leaves the thing in the toilet, so I have to run in there and grab it and toss it out. So we're standing outside the bathroom freaking out, oh, what do we do? There's toilet water everywhere. Then my sister just, nah, from downstairs. We run downstairs, and in the living room, we have lights, light bulbs. There's like a circle around them. They go up into the ceiling, and it's raining toilet water from each and every light bulb, and I had to go grab garbage cans, buckets, take everything out and put them underneath there. I was getting soaked in toilet water, running around throwing things in there. We had to call my mom twice to get her out of my grandma's house so she could come and help us, and oh, it was just a mess. We eventually got it cleaned, but it was terrible, and I had to change, and I had to wash myself and all that stuff. It was just nasty. The water was like semi-brown. But the worst part of it all was my 360 was in the living room. And do you know the power thing? The one that you could cook food on? Completely soaked. Everything, every single part of my 360, even the game boxes, were covered in toilet water, even underneath, because the water got soaked into the floor. Oh man, I'm probably going to go have to return it, because it's probably not going to work after that. Well, thought you might enjoy that. See you around.
Hey, Scott and gang. I'm Blair from West Hollywood, California, or West Hollyweird, as the case may be. Really been enjoying your podcast and doing catch-up now that I have an iPod, able to take you away from my computer so I can really catch up fast. But I've noticed that Obsidian seems to be obsessed with sex. And in my abnormal psychology class, they talk about how either people will talk about sex obsessively because they aren't getting any, and this is their way of compensating for their lack of sex, or they've just got some major psychological problems and they just want to, like, have sex all the time. So, to cover up for who knows what. So, Obsidian, which is it?
I don't care about the actors or about the plot. I don't listen to what the critics say or what you thought. But for the love of God, man, I must know. How were the graphics?
Hey, Scott. This is Suzanne. O'Brien and Suzanne. Sorry, just a little inside baseball here. I just wanted to call and say, the other day, while I was working at the newspaper, I had to look up a story on the AP Wire. While I was doing that, a message came up in bold print and said, four graphics called Scott Johnson. So, Scott, even the Associated Press knows who to call for graphics. Bye.
The Tripod Network. What's on?